Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's the Alex Jones Show live on this Tuesday, October 7th edition. I'm Paul Joseph Watson once again, filling in for Alex. We've got another jam-packed show coming up. David Knight in studio, as well as Anthony Gucciardi. Next hour, we've got Robert David Steele, who, of course, is a former CIA officer, wrote a book which I read recently, The Open Source Manifesto. He's going to talk about a prediction he made last month in which he said that Ebola would be used in the United States as a false flag event. We're going to dig down into that. Also going to get into some solutions about how Steele lays out the hierarchical control, the top-down system, how that can be reversed, how we can turn it into a grassroots populist uprising, which is, of course, what the elite are concerned about, given the CFR's recent proclamation about the American distemper, which is the fact that this uprising, this populist revolution, is on the horizon. Steele has made similar comments to that effect. So we're going to get into that and more in the next hour. Obviously, first hour, we're focusing on the latest Ebola news because it gets even more ridiculous. We have an article here out of the Daily Mail. President Obama has basically outlined his mission to defeat Ebola. Obama's new airport screening plan uses customs agents to spot Ebola as president concedes. We don't have a lot of margin for error. So basically the same people that rifle through your bags at the airport are going to be checking people for Ebola. And if you have confidence in customs agents to do that, then you probably missed the next article, which went up on Infowars.com yesterday. I'm going to play this clip after the break. CNN reporter returning from Liberia, horrified by lack of airport Ebola screening. So this CNN reporter and several of her colleagues basically traveled through Atlanta Airport and were, quote, shocked by the complete lack of screening for Ebola. They outright told the airport officials, the customs officials, that they had just traveled back from West Africa, that they could potentially have been exposed to Ebola. Basically, they weren't even asked any questions. They were allowed to go on their way. No checks were taken. So if that is the character of the provisions that the Obama administration is now taking in the fight against Ebola, as now the WHO in Europe warns that it's basically inevitable that Europe will see an Ebola outbreak after a case in Spain yesterday. We've now got articles suggesting there could be potentially 56 other people exposed to the Ebola virus at this hospital in Spain. There you see 56 being monitored in Spain after Ebola infects nurse. So the WHO is really taking this seriously in Europe, saying this could lead to an outbreak, whereas in the United States, there's no talk whatsoever of banning flights. US not considering a travel ban amid Ebola outbreak, says the White House. And again, they've stuck to that line for, you know, over a week now, basically. But if you thought that was crazy, then take a look at this out of the Daily Mail. Dallas Ebola victim's stepdaughter, who took him to hospital as he was vomiting wildly, is given all clear to return to work as a nursing assistant. So this is the stepdaughter of patient zero, Thomas Eric Duncan, who of course was taken ill in Dallas last week with Ebola after they sent him home for a period of days, having failed to detect the virus, even though Duncan told them he had traveled back from Liberia. Now they're sending his stepdaughter, who was in the apartment with him, with the vomit-stained blankets and towels. She was in the ambulance with him as he traveled to the hospital. And again, it can take up to 21 days for people to show symptoms of Ebola. And yet the CDC has given the all clear to send this individual back to work as a nursing assistant. Absolutely unbelievable. And that's just the tip of the spear. We're going to get more into Ebola. Going to cover some police state news later as well. Robert David Steele coming up. David Knight in studio. Jam-packed show. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Infowars.com. Keep it locked in.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security while sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere, and that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is some good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
It's we're back live on the Alex Jones Show. Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex. Now we're going to go to a CNN clip, and let's just preface this with a quote from Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, on the subject of Ebola. He said, quote, "There is a very sophisticated multi-layered screening system in place to ensure that the traveling public is safe." That's the White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, a couple of days ago, talking about the preparations that they're making for Ebola. Of course, they've refused to shut down any flights coming in from West Africa. Now we're going to have customs agents, the same people that rifle through your bags, supposedly screening for Ebola in airports, even though technically that can be sidestepped. You can take ibuprofen and not register as having a high fever. So it is indeed completely useless. Obama's new airport screening plan uses customs agents to spot Ebola. So Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, ensures us that the traveling public is safe because now they've got these measures in place to catch Ebola at the border before it arrives in the United States at the airports, which is not the experience of CNN reporters who traveled through Atlanta Airport last week. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
I expected that they were going to take my temperature. They were going to ask me lots of questions, but they didn't. I said, I'm a journalist. I've come back from Liberia. I was covering Ebola. And the gentleman who was helping me, the officer, he started to hand my passport back and say, welcome home. But instead he said, oh, wait a second. I got an email about passengers like you. Hold on a second. And he went and conferred with someone and he didn't know. And they conferred with someone else. And in the end, he said, you need to watch yourself for signs of Ebola. And I said, well, what am I watching for? And he couldn't tell me. Now, as if that weren't bad enough, Robin, I was traveling with two colleagues, a photojournalist and a producer, and they weren't told anything. And they also said that they were journalists who've been covering Ebola. So we were all kind of shocked and pretty horrified at the lack of screening in U.S. airports. But, you know, as we've been talking about, that may be changing. They may be doing more to screen passengers who are coming in from West Africa.
So, again, that's a CNN reporter and a couple of her colleagues basically saying that she went through the airport in Atlanta. They barely even asked her any questions. They said, oh, yeah, we got an email about it. We might want to ask you about that. But, you know, nothing happened. And again, we go back to the fact that people can take painkillers, ibuprofen, to fool these temperature detectors anyway. So the threat of Ebola tourism, as was rumored in the case of patient zero, very much remains in place. So the White House, again, has refused to shut down any air travel, any air flights coming in from West Africa. And now the CDC has gone one step further in its complete insanity in its response to this Ebola crisis. With this story out of the Daily Mail, Dallas Ebola victim's stepdaughter, who took him to hospital as he was vomiting wildly, is given all clear to return to work as a nursing assistant. The stepdaughter of Texas Ebola victim Thomas Duncan, who called 911 and rode in the ambulance with the man she calls daddy, has been told she can return to work. Miss Jalla, whose contact with Mr. Duncan, who remains in a critical condition, was far more intimate and prolonged than that of her husband, told Mail Online on Monday, the CDC came yesterday. They said I can go back to work, but I do not know what I will do. I will not go back yet. Doctors say that no one is at risk of catching the virus unless they come into contact with a sufferer who is exhibiting symptoms, which, as we'll get onto in a moment, is apparently not the case. A New York Times article from 2000 suggests that even people who aren't exhibiting symptoms of Ebola can infect other individuals. And again, going back to this family, when they were holed up in the Dallas apartment as the CDC sent unprotected workers to clean up the vomit on the sidewalk, we showed you those pictures a couple of days ago, as they were holed up in there, given no advice by the CDC, and as the family told the media, they quarantined themselves. They were not even told initially by the CDC to remain in quarantine. Later you had armed men show up with guns who had to keep them in quarantine because basically they were given no information whatsoever. So now the CDC has told the stepdaughter of the Ebola victim that she can go back to work as a nursing assistant. The potential for her to infect other people is vast, working in that environment. In fact, we had the founder of Ebola just yesterday come out and give an interview to The Guardian, in which he said one of the main threats was Indian workers who were in West Africa at the moment, traveling back to India, working in hospitals and infecting people that way. So the very discoverer of Ebola, of the Ebola virus back in the 70s, is warning against this, that you can't send people back to work in hospitals willy-nilly. There you see apocalyptic scenario. Discoverer of Ebola virus fears it could mutate, and he's saying that because it's infecting so many people now, even though it hasn't, to all our knowledge, gone airborne, that it could mutate and go airborne eventually. And he's saying that basically a lot of these workers, these hospital workers in West Africa, could go back to India and infect other people. But that doesn't seem to concern the CDC, who have told the stepdaughter of patient zero, and this is not out of the Onion, this is not a satirical article, this is being reported widely today, that she can go back to work immediately as a nursing assistant, even though she was in the ambulance with the Ebola victim. She was handling the vomit, the sweat, the bloodstained sheets of the Ebola victim. And bearing in mind that these symptoms can take up to 21 days to show, and yet the CDC has said that she can go back to work. She should be in quarantine for at least 3 weeks. They should be running numerous tests on her because, as we will see in a moment, a lot of these tests turn out to be false negatives. They can test for Ebola, and the initial test says that Ebola is not found. Later tests can confirm it. So we're going to get into that into a moment. But the CDC is suggesting that the stepdaughter of the Ebola victim can return to work, even though she could be infected with the virus and just not showing symptoms for the next 3 weeks. And this is key because the New York Times reported back in 2000, some may carry Ebola without showing any symptoms. This is 14 years ago we knew about this. The Ebola virus, which has caused deaths from high fever and bleeding in African outbreaks, can also infect without producing illness. According to a new finding by African and European scientists, the possibility of asymptomatic infection was only suggested in earlier studies, they said in last week's issue of The Lancet. Now they said they had documented such infections for the first time. They found that the Ebola virus could persist in the blood of asymptomatic infected individuals for 2 weeks after they were first exposed to an infected individual. So everything we've been told so far by the CDC is that you can't infect anybody else unless you're already showing symptoms. That has been discounted in this study, which was published in The Lancet, a prestigious medical journal, 14 years ago. And yet this nurse is being sent back to work, having had direct contact with patient zero. There you see the article out of the New York Times. And then there's this, out of Newsweek. Why it's important to do multiple tests on suspected Ebola victims before releasing them. And it gets into the fact that people have been tested for Ebola and the results have come back with a false negative. They're tested again subsequently and they're found to have the Ebola virus. So all of these individuals that have been in contact with patient zero there in Dallas, we don't know how many have been tested. We can't really trust the CDC given that they've been so lax on dealing with that family alone. You know, the vomit-stained sidewalks were cleaned up with people without protection. It took almost a week for an actual properly trained, properly equipped hazmat crew to completely clean and disinfect and sterilize that apartment. And then we have false negatives. So people could be being tested for Ebola, it comes back negative, and yet they could still have the virus, and yet they're sending the nurse back to hospital where she could potentially infect hundreds or thousands of other people. The insanity absolutely knows no bounds. And then we've got the border situation again. No interdiction at the border whatsoever, even though, according to this report, government figures indicate that 112 individuals were interdicted illegally crossing into the United States from Guinea, 231 from Liberia, and another 145 from Sierra Leone, the three Ebola hotspots. The period of these apprehensions was one in which we had a larger border patrol presence on the actual border than we do now. So there were more border patrol agents in service back then when these figures were recorded. Now there are less, and this doesn't even include all the people who were not interdicted by border patrol agents. So God knows how many more hundreds of individuals from Liberia, from Sierra Leone, are crossing the US border, potentially having been exposed to Ebola. And again, we had the speculation that patient zero, Duncan, had engaged in what's now being called Ebola tourism because he told his boss that he was traveling to the United States to get treatment, having himself been infected with Ebola after taking one of his pregnant family members to hospital in Liberia. So this could really start a wave. We had an article a few days ago. There you see boss co-workers of US Ebola patient. He knew he had Ebola. US trip was desperate attempt to survive. So speculation that he boarded the plane simply to get to the US to get treatment because West Africa is, of course, completely overwhelmed. He would have likely died or suffered a really long illness without proper treatment. We're going to get more into that. We're going to play a clip with a Border Patrol agent who is trying to blow the whistle on Liberians crossing the border in their hundreds, potentially infected with the Ebola virus. We're also going to talk to Robert David Steele at the top of the next hour about the open source revolution, about Ebola. David Knight in studio, Anthony Gucciardi also. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaks only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too! Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The Alex Jones Show live with me, Paul Joseph Watson. We got breaking news here. Connecticut governor declares state of emergency over Ebola as a precaution. So it seems that whereas the White House has dropped the ball on this, it's now being picked up by the states. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy has declared a public health emergency for the state as a precaution during the Ebola epidemic that is affecting several countries in Western Africa. He signed an order declaring the emergency on Tuesday, and it gives the commissioner of the State Department of Public Health the authority to quarantine and isolate people whom the commissioner, quote, reasonably believes have been exposed to the Ebola virus. So that's a higher standard of proof than the CDC requires. Of course, we had the CDC measures reported back a couple of months ago where they said anybody with any respiratory illness could be quarantined, or indeed anybody who was a healthy person. They used the words well persons that were coming in into the airports, that they could be quarantined by the CDC. Now the Connecticut governor is taking it one step further. There you see the executive order from Obama. Anybody with respiratory illnesses, this from the Connecticut governor, is a higher burden of proof. Reasonably believes has been exposed to the Ebola virus, is the quote. So now they're taking their own steps to try and deal with this Ebola threat, even as the administration and the CDC completely drops the ball. Here's a clip from a local news channel reporting on a Border Patrol agent, National Border Patrol Council Union, blowing the whistle on the threat of Ebola from individuals entering from Liberia and Sierra Leone. Let's go to the clip.
Recently, agents caught immigrants from Liberia. One of the West African countries hit the hardest by Ebola. Now the Border Patrol Union is saying if immigrants did bring the virus, it'd be hard to contain. The CDC issued a level 3 warning for U.S. citizens to avoid traveling to West African countries experiencing an outbreak of Ebola. But according to Chris Cabrera with the National Border Patrol Council, immigrants from those countries are already making their way here.
Not too long ago, we did catch some people, I believe, from Liberia.
During the 2013 fiscal year, statistics show Border Patrol agents apprehended 112 immigrants from Guinea, 231 from Liberia, and 145 immigrants from Sierra Leone, the three countries with the most cases of Ebola.
Our main concern, like it's always been, is the health and safety of our agent.
Cabrera worries that agents are not properly protected in case they come across an immigrant with the Ebola virus.
Our agents are trained, however, we're not medical professionals.
And if an immigrant with the disease does make it past agents, he worries they could pass the contagious disease to other immigrants while in a stash house like they saw recently during a scabies outbreak.
Some of our agents did contract scabies and some of the other things that the illegal aliens had. Luckily, it's not something that's deadly like Ebola.
Customs and Border Protection confirms agents are trained to recognize signs of illnesses, including Ebola, and are told to contact the CDC immediately if they find someone they believe to be infected. But the union worries immigrants with the disease may slip by because many times symptoms do not show up for 2 to 21 days.
We need to be more proactive and prevent it from coming in as opposed to trying to contain it once it's already here.
And Customs and Border Protection tells me they continue to work with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention to develop procedures to identify travelers or immigrants that are bringing over contagious diseases. In Gran Heno, Nadia Galindo, Action 4 News.
So that's the situation on the border there. Hundreds of individuals from Liberia, from Sierra Leone, being caught there. And again, just think of all the ones who are not caught. And this was at a time when there were more Border Patrol agents there to interdict them. It's amazing the fact that they can't even recognize people who dress up as ISIS terrorists and carry out staged beheadings, as we had with our own Joe Biggs. Also, James O'Keefe going across the Canadian border in a speedboat. They fail to pick up that, and yet we're expected to trust them that they can detect people with signs of Ebola. We keep hearing this thing about how the authorities have proper training. And yet the hospital in Dallas, where patient zero arrived, they had gone through the Ebola training before he arrived, yet they sent him home with antibiotics, even though he told them he was from West Africa. And of course, that led to the situation now where his own stepdaughter is being sent to work as a nursing assistant even though she was exposed to him. Complete dropping of the ball by the CDC, complete incompetence. Or is it more? We're going to get into that with Robert David Steele and at the next hour. Now coming up, David Knight with Police State News. We'll be
We're
right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of super oxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live in studio with David Knight. We're going to go to some of your calls later in the show. We've also got Robert David Steele, former CIA officer, coming up. And of course, if you saw the video up on Infowars.com yesterday, he gave an interesting prediction last month. He said that an Ebola-staged false flag attack was coming. So we're going to drill down. We're going to ask him if what we're seeing now with the Ebola outbreak is what he characterized during his appearance on the Alex Jones Show last month. But there's an interesting article, given that we've considered, we've reported numerous times the threat that the Ebola virus could mutate and go airborne to at least a limited extent. Experts worry virus may spread more easily than assumed. This is out of the LA Times. Dr. C.J. Peters, who battled a 1989 outbreak of the virus among research monkeys housed in Virginia, and who later led the CDC's most far-reaching study of Ebola's transmissibility in humans, said he would not rule out the possibility that it spreads through the air in tight quarters. Quote, "We just don't have the data to exclude it," said Peters, who continues to research viral diseases at the University of Texas in Galveston. So, David, you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, Paul, we're seeing two different types of responses. We're seeing a medical response and we're seeing a political response. And on the political side, it has been downright reckless. That's why we've run articles saying that they're standing down, that they're doing everything that they can to spread this. It goes way beyond just trying to keep people from panicking and not spreading fear. What they're doing is putting people recklessly at risk the way that they're portraying this. And I think the person that best represents this is the guy who really is at the center of what's happening in Dallas, and that's this Judge Jenkins up there. He also has, he's a district county judge. He's somebody that first kind of came to light back in the summer. He was trying to get thousands of children, as they were saying at the time, they had all these unaccompanied children, young children with teddy bears coming across the border by themselves, making the thousands of miles journey across the border. So he was going to house them, and he very notably went door to door intimidating people about not protesting this, saying that they weren't going to put up with any protests of people bringing that in. That got him a seat across the table when Obama came to Dallas, even though Rick Perry was seated at the far end of the table. An interesting picture that you can find of that where you can see the expression on Perry's face. But the bottom line is this guy is a rabid pro-illegal immigration advocate. He's up for election in a couple of weeks, and he's been telling people that there is no risk. And he's been the one who's been issuing the quarantine orders quite a bit late, but then also going into the apartment, making a big show of the fact that he's going in without any protective clothing, going to a press conference afterwards and saying, "I'm wearing the same shirt that I went in and hung out with them in the apartment. And then I transported them and their belongings in my personal car for 45 minutes. And I'm wearing the same shirt at this press conference that I wore with them. I'm not afraid of this. There is no risk," is what he said. That's his quote. "There is no risk." Well, the reality of it is that the materials in the apartment, just as they quarantined the ambulance, because it might be contaminated, just as they tracked down that homeless man and under this judge's orders put him under quarantine, they tracked him down not once, but twice. They brought him in once and they tested him. They didn't find any symptoms. He then subsequently left. They did another manhunt to bring him back and then put him under isolation. So we're seeing a very schizophrenic approach to this, but he goes out and tells people that there is no risk. Well, the reality is that you can come down with it. It's been reported by the New York Times. You can catch it from materials, and it is present for up to hours or sometimes days, depending on the material, depending on the condition, whether it's exposed to sunlight. He was so late in doing anything at the apartment that he may very well have not exposed himself to any risk. But what he is doing is modeling reckless behavior for the people in America that might come into contact with us. You know, the cemeteries in Liberia are filled with the bodies of people who never thought they could get Ebola. And so what he's doing is a big disservice to people. This virologist, Dr. Philip K. Russell, who was part of that experiment, he was not one of the persons who was part of that experiment. He's with the U.S. Army's Medical Research Development. He says, "To be dogmatic is, I think, ill-advised because there are too many unknowns here." Now, there was another guy who was part of that experiment that you referred to where the monkeys got out of control. And his name is Charles Bailey. He supervised the response. And he said what he learned from the episode informs his suspicion that the current strain of Ebola that is afflicting humans might be spread through tiny liquid droplets propelled into the air by coughing or sneezing. In other words, by aerosols, which is exactly what they were doing the other day when they were pressure washing without any protective equipment the area where he had thrown up on the sidewalk, not cordoning it off from the public. Then the next day they send in a hazmat team to clean the apartment. That's the kind of inconsistency, the kind of nonsense that we're seeing, the difference between the medical response and the political response.
And of course we had the University of Illinois study, which I reported on a few days ago, which again they were talking about the potential aerial transmissibility of the Ebola virus. They were saying that it could transmit more than 3 feet, which is the current understanding with people coughing and sneezing. So,
yeah, we have that, and we have the Canadian study that you had talked about. Yeah. And what this guy continues to say about these monkeys that were dying of Ebola, he said they were dying in a pattern that was certainly suggestive of coughing and sneezing, some sort of aerosol movement. They were dying and spreading it so quickly from cage to cage that we finally came to the conclusion the best action was to euthanize them all. That's the way they stopped it.
Of course, I mean, we had the Public Health Agency of Canada. They admitted on their website, as of August, that was the last time it appeared on the website, that Ebola, they strongly suspected, I believe the exact words were, that Ebola had gone airborne in humans, at least to a limited extent. That was subsequently censored in light of the most recent spate of outbreaks in Western Africa, and they completely deleted that information from their website altogether. So, I mean, David, do you think this process of deleting information, which we've seen in a couple of other cases, in fact, the German virologist who went public and said that basically this wouldn't end until the population of Liberia was basically wiped out. He talked about 5 million dead. His quotes were later removed from that article when we highlighted them in an Infowars.com article. So, I mean, David, do you think this attempt to remove information is part of a deliberate cover-up, or is it just a botched attempt to prevent hysteria?
It is a deliberate cover-up, I believe. It goes beyond just trying to control hysteria. Look, he could control hysteria by telling people, educating people so that they would understand what their risks were. If he wants to go into the apartment and he wants to tell people that I think it's safe because it's been so many days, but instead he just says there's nothing to worry about. There is zero risk. And they're like you pointed out, they're removing information. They're also pushing this narrative that we're going to somehow be saved by pharmaceuticals. If you look at the article that's up on USA Today, and I'm trying to find it here in my stack of articles. I got so much information here, but basically what they were focusing on was the various times that people have been given experimental drugs. What they don't tell you is that Dr. Kent Brantley and the lady that was also working with him, who were both given ZMapp, who both recovered, I don't know about her, but he was definitely given a blood transfusion at the same time that he received that experimental drug. Two others were also given that experimental drug. One of them, and they both died in other countries, one of them was a Spanish priest, where now we see that Ebola has transferred to somebody for the first time outside of Africa. So not only did he die, but now there's one person. There was reports yesterday about a possible second person. I don't know if that's changed or not yet. But at least one person has contracted Ebola there, and that was from a patient who was treated with ZMapp and subsequently died. Now, there's another experimental drug that was used on another doctor that was different from that. He subsequently was cured, but he also received a blood transfusion. He was sent a blood transfusion from Dr. Kent Brantley, the fellow who recovered, because he had received that transfusion from a patient that he had treated in Liberia. He sent that to him. So that doctor also received a blood transfusion from someone who had recovered, who had antibodies in their plasma. And at the same time that he got the experimental drug, now he is back in the hospital. They were saying that it is not a recurrence of Ebola. They weren't saying exactly what it was, but today it was interesting. In this USA Today article, they said the FDA has blocked any further trials of that drug, because it produces some severe flu-like symptoms. So it may be that it is secondary side effects of that drug, that maybe it did cure him of Ebola, but there are these secondary side effects. And then there's this new drug that they're using on Mr. Duncan in Dallas, the Liberian patient. And that is a drug that they have used in the past to treat viruses. And although it has killed it in vitro in a glass, there is absolutely no evidence that it has been responsive in treating it in people. And I don't know if they've done any animal testing or not. So that's really kind of a wild shot that they're just putting out there.
So, I mean, in 2009 with the swine flu, we saw this huge hysteria. There were reports of potentially troops on the streets in reaction to this hysteria, which could occur. The difference then is they had the drug, the vaccine, lined up, and everybody took it, even though only elderly, sick, and young people were at risk of contracting swine flu. So for the large majority of the population, of the global population, that wasn't a threat. At the time, they played it up like it was doomsday, like it was the end of the world. With the Ebola crisis here, we've seen a slow burn. Do you think, David, that they're really going to ramp up the hysteria once they get a drug in place, whether it's effective or not?
I absolutely believe that's what they're waiting for. As a matter of fact, we covered last week on the nightly news, there was information that the Gates Foundation and several pharmaceutical companies were coming together to mass produce the ZMapp vaccine, the one that is basically had a 50% success rate so far. And you can't necessarily even say that it's that high because, as I pointed out, at least one of the patients who recovered, one of the two, had also received a blood transfusion, but they are ramping up to produce that massively. And of course, that is something that is genetically, there's a lot of genetic modification, transgenetic, modification going on with the process of that drug. At the moment, it is a plant-based genetic modification, but they're getting ready to move it to an animal-based genetic modification, which brings up all kinds of issues about rushing to market with something like this and creating a panic or forcing people to take this kind of vaccine. I'd point out that this drug that is being given to Mr. Duncan now in Dallas is also, I believe, genetically modified. The company that created it is called Chimerix. That might be a clue as to what they're focused on. They're called a biopharmaceutical company, so not a really good sign there as to what's really involved there. But it has been effective at the adenovirus. Interesting that back in March, there was a young boy who was suffering from cancer. He had a marrow transfusion and got the adenovirus, and they could not get access to that under compassionate use. They had to create a social media campaign. They got 24,000, 29,000 signatures on Facebook and basically forced the company and the FDA to allow this young boy to have that. He subsequently recovered, but they knew that it was effective against the adenovirus. It had been tested for quite some time against that. This is a completely new experiment that they don't know about.
Now, this story, which I read this morning, again, it's not out of the Onion. It sounds like it could be. But they're actually sending the stepdaughter of patient zero, the Ebola victim in Dallas, back to work as a nursing assistant 7 days after they first detected this Ebola case. Of course, we know 21 days is the maximum up until when Ebola symptoms can be detected. They can remain dormant until then. We've also got reports that people can carry Ebola without showing symptoms and be able to infect other people. That was a New York Times article and indeed a scientific study which was published in The Lancet back in 2000. And yet the CDC has told this nursing assistant that she can go back and work in a hospital despite the fact that she was exposed to this Ebola victim. She handled the towels, the bed sheets, the vomit, the blood-stained material that this Ebola victim had being in contact with. She rode with him in the ambulance to the hospital. David Knight, I mean, another example of the CDC. I mean, it gets to a point where this doesn't even look like dropping the ball anymore. It looks like deliberate incompetence.
Absolutely. That's a very good case in point. If you look at the two families that were involved there were two households that were put under quarantine. Incidentally, neither of them, after they were put into quarantine, were given any food. Even though Judge Jenkins was talking about how compassionate he was, that was given by private agencies, by the Red Cross. And when the people brought it in, of course, they were not wearing protective clothing. Nevertheless, the two different households, one of them were the people who were directly living in that apartment that he was staying in. She got involved, this stepdaughter got involved, because she sent her children over there on a Friday night while he was very sick, and that, I believe, was the day before. That was the day that he went to the hospital the first time. When she found out that he was sick, she had her children taken back. But then she went on Sunday to take care of him. As she pointed out, there's a very detailed narrative from the New York Times talking about how she bought him a blanket, wrapped him in the blanket, took care of him. And she was the one who got the ambulance to come because he didn't want to go back to the hospital again. He had been there and they had just basically sent him away without doing anything. So he was reluctant to go back. When the ambulance drivers came in, she said, don't come in unless you put on gloves and a mask. He's been to Liberia and there may be viruses. She didn't use the term Ebola. So she was very much involved with his care. They didn't say that she rode in the ambulance with him, but she took the blanket that he had been sick in with her to the hospital and set it there in the emergency room with her where she was. Now, they have not ever taken really the position that she couldn't, that she was totally quarantined like her children. They continued to allow these children to go to school for another couple of days, then took them out, then put temperature monitors in the schools where these children had gone. Then they told this lady and her husband that they could go to the stores to get groceries, but the kids had to stay in the house. Then 7 days later, and that is the very minimum time I've seen anywhere. Most of the places say you will not manifest symptoms until 8 to 10 days later, and as long as 21 days later. But the CDC tells her 7 days after exposure, go back and work as a healthcare worker. I mean, that is...
very worst situation to be in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just mind-boggling what they have done. And yet they're making a hero out of, we're seeing articles in Time Magazine and the Washington Post talking about how this judge is fighting fear and Ebola in Dallas and how courageous he is and how he's taking the lead in all of this. There was an interesting article I mentioned to you that I saw in Foreign Policy talking about the toxic politics of Ebola, and the subtitle said, in Guinea, the epidemic isn't just killing people. It's threatening to tear the country apart. In other words, it's not just that people are dying. We could lose our political power here, which is really all they care about. And that's why we're seeing the kinds of responses. It's to bolster the political people as well as to make money for the pharmaceutical companies. Once they get a drug, they're going to come on with a full panic. We've already seen a Connecticut governor sign a bill giving himself authorization to use emergency force whenever he feels like it.
We'll be back in the next segment with more Ebola news. We've also got Robert David Steele coming up. He, of course, made a very interesting prediction last month on the Alex Jones Show where he said that there would be an Ebola false flag, so we will question him on that. We've also got Anthony Gucciardi in studio coming up. It's the Alex Jones Show live. It's Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've forgotten to monitor BlockItPocket.com, haven't you? Oh, how quickly we forget. BlockItPocket wants you to know that they never forget. You have a right to use wireless technology, privately and safely. So go now and monitor BlockItPocket.com's complete line of custom-designed and American-made products. BlockItPocket.com. Enhance your health and privacy in a wireless world. It's here, only at BlockItPocket.com.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
We're back. It's Tuesday, October 7th. Alex Jones Show live. Still talking about the latest Ebola news with David Knight here in the studio. And just during the break, we were making the point that, you know, Obama has said that they're going to enforce these new measures. These customs protection agents at the airports are going to check people for signs of Ebola, probably a week too late in that case. Obviously, we know from the previous CNN report that they're not even doing that. They're not even asking basic questions. But don't worry, because the TSA is still going to grope your junk. They're still going to confiscate your alcohol, tobacco, and they're going to protect us from the deadly threat of snow globes. That's all safe. That's taken care of. If you've got Ebola, though, you can go right on through, no questions asked. Maybe they'll give you a questionnaire. But this is the insanity of the CDC and the federal government's response. Now we've got an article up on drudgereport.com, which is talking about how the troops are traveling there. American troops in Liberia will come in direct contact with infected. And of course, we've had hundreds of health workers in West Africa die as a result of being infected by Ebola victims, despite the fact that they obviously would be expected to take the utmost precautions. Hundreds of health workers have died. Now thousands of American troops are going to be sent into harm's way to have direct contact with Ebola patients. David Knight.
Paul, you mentioned you asked me in the last section, is this deliberate or is it just incompetence? When you look at this policy of sending thousands of American troops into that area to have direct contact with people, the military has said they're not equipped to deal with this. That's not their mission, to go do that. So that is not just stupidity and that's incompetence. That is deliberate exposure to people. And so that alone will tell you what's behind all this. But I think it's interesting. You mentioned that, the news media is reporting that Obama is going to step up his game in terms of screening at the airport. The way the New York Times headlines that, they say Ebola screening at airports will increase, says Obama. They're not doing it at all. We just had that report you played in the first hour from the lady from CNN, where she comes back and she says, we were in Liberia. We were covering Ebola. And they go, oh, wait, I think I heard something about that. Yeah, watch yourself. Well, what's there to watch for? I don't know. I have no idea. And they don't check the other people that are traveling with her, even though they're also saying that. She was appalled and amazed, just like Chris Matthews was appalled and amazed that Ebola even came here after he had assurances from Obama that it wouldn't happen. So that's the kind of thing that we're being fed by the media as well as by Obama. But it is a deliberate policy of exposure to spread this along. I've also seen, and I think this is tied to the deployment of the troops, I saw an article in Stars and Stripes, and it was an op-ed piece written by someone who was a consultant for the CFR, a fellow, rather, at the CFR. And she was saying that it's great that we have Obamacare because that's going to take care of Ebola. Because now anybody that's sick doesn't have any reluctance to go get health care. And it's like, really? The combination of Obamacare and Ebola crossing our borders, whether it's at the airports or whether it's coming through the southern border, the combination of those two can destroy us not only financially, but destroy millions of people. It has that potential. So it isn't that we somehow have a magical elixir, Obamacare. We have a finite capacity, both in terms of beds, as we pointed out last week. I think, what was it, 19 beds in the United States that are isolation units, only one in the UK. Even in Western companies, we have finite resources. We can't treat everybody in the world, but Obamacare pretends that we do, and so does the military now.
We also got the training in the hospitals. They're saying they're completely unprepared for it. US nurses are protesting about that. We'll get into it after the break. More with David Knight. Robert David Steele coming up next hour. It's Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're out on the road. The last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show, Tuesday, October 7th edition. I'm filling in for Alex today. I'm Paul Joseph Watson with David Knight in studio. Just mentioned this before the break. Reuters reports US nurses say they are unprepared to handle Ebola patients. Nurses, the frontline care providers, one of whom will be the Ebola victim's stepdaughter shortly thanks to the CDC, say they are untrained and unprepared to handle patients arriving in the hospital emergency departments infected with Ebola. So we've heard these assertions, these claims by the CDC that the hospitals are all prepared. Yet around a week ago, we in fact had nurses protesting out on the street saying that they weren't prepared, they weren't given proper training for Ebola. And indeed, the very hospital in Dallas where Thomas Eric Duncan arrived, they had received Ebola training, but of course it proved to be completely useless since they couldn't detect symptoms of Ebola, even though he told them he had travelled from West Africa. They basically ignored the threat, gave him some pills and sent him home. But David Knight, you're going to be back in the final hour to talk about some financial issues, so let's tease that.
Yeah, there's some interesting updates in financial information. We've had an increase in the budget deficit last year of over 6%. We've got house prices that are not recovering. Ben Bernanke can't even refinance his home. And here's a guy who is making, he's a multimillionaire in terms of his salary every year. He's got a house that's a jumbo loan, which should actually be easier to refinance. But because of increased regulations in the wake of the crash that we had in 2008, because they wanted to socialize the losses into these banks, they came back and said, but that's okay, we'll match that with increased regulation. Well, those regulations are even keeping somebody who is trying to refinance a home that is a very small portion of his income from being able to do it, the former head of the Federal Reserve. And of course, there's some new updates on the LIBOR scandal, which is probably one of the most corrupt and far-reaching scandals we've seen in the financial community since I can remember, because the LIBOR is the basis on which interest rates are set up for adjustable interest rates, and people gaming that system made billions and billions of dollars of profit off of other people. So there's some update on that as well that we'll have.
And I mean, just on the economy, obviously we had the Foreign Affairs article, which I discussed a few days ago. They were talking about how median household income in the United States has basically stagnated since 1989. People's living standards are either, again, stagnating or indeed dropping, and they're very wary of this threat. That's what they're scared could cause the populist uprising. We're going to get into that with Robert David Steele after the break. But David, I mean, just having been here 9 years ago before the financial collapse, I noticed that there's basically a panhandler on every other corner in Austin, Texas. It really seems that there's more poverty in evidence since before the financial collapse back in 2008.
Well, actually, the economy here in Austin is quite strong compared to other places. I think a lot of these panhandlers are coming here because of the weather, because of the strong economy, and because of kind of the attitude perhaps of the police department. Some places they really crack down on them, and some places they take more of a laissez-faire approach. But the real estate market here, especially in Austin, is very strong compared to the rest of the country. If you look at house prices, it's essentially come back to the peak here, and in North Dakota, where there's an energy-based economy, where it plays a large part of the economy. But in many other places, they're looking at housing prices that are down 15%, 33% in Florida. I think it's like 15% in California that they've plummeted. That's a very serious matter because that's more equity than most people have. And when you add $1 trillion in just 1 year to the deficit, as we just did, that is going to create an economic malaise that we're not going to get out of.
We're going to be back. David's going to be back in studio final hour to cover some more news issues. But coming up in the next segment, Robert David Steele to talk about Ebola and the open source revolution. Looking forward to that one. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Infowars.com. Stay right there.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OccuPower by InfoWars Life is a new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OccuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OccuPower. Or call 1-888-253-3139. OccuPower. Open your eyes.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show live on this Tuesday edition. I'm Paul Joseph Watson again, filling in for Alex, who is taking care of some family members who have fell sick. So we hope to have Alex back tomorrow. For the moment, we're joined by Robert David Steele, who I'm very excited to talk to, having recently read his book, The Open Source Everything Manifesto. Robert David Steele, a former CIA clandestine services case officer, activist, and promoter of open source intelligence. And we're going to get into Ebola, the Open Source Everything Manifesto, and more. Mr. Steele, welcome to the show.
Hey, please call me Robert. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you. 2 weeks ago, roughly, you came on the Alex Jones Show and talked about a potential Ebola false flag event, of course, 2 weeks before the first case emerged in the United States. Is that what we're seeing unfold now in the aftermath of this Dallas case?
I think it's too soon to tell. I mean, when I was hearing the chatter about a false flag, that was prior to Ebola becoming actually a very serious threat, spawned in large part because of the incompetence of the CDC. I believe the CDC is lying to the president and misrepresenting the danger. And right now that has moved ahead of false flag as my concept of what the greatest threat is.
So do you think this is going to tie into any kind of October surprise? Obviously, we've got the midterm elections coming up. Do you see the Ebola threat, whether it be hijacked or, you know, exploited by the administration, playing a part in those midterm elections? Or could we indeed see some kind of other a false flag incident that could play a role?
Well, there are always false flags going on. I mean, the one that still rings my chimes is the FBI trying to bribe a retarded Muslim kid into leaving his mother and starting a cell, paying him $3,000 to do that. False flag is a deep part of the American government psyche, at least among the rogue elements. Your October surprise is interesting. Of course, somebody is going to try and do something to influence the elections, but right now I think everything is pointing toward the Republicans retaking the Senate. Obama has lost the initiative. He's giving no semblance of having a coherent government that knows what it's doing. The intelligence community is an abject failure. Tom Engelhardt just wrote a brilliant book, which I'll review shortly, as well as a brilliant article on the failure of the intelligence community. So right now, whether let me just say, Ebola is going to play in the elections. You're absolutely right. Whether false flag plays in, I don't know. What is certain is that the U.S. government is giving every evidence of being totally incompetent, and this will assuredly hurt the administration.
We're talking to Robert David Steele. The website, by the way, is phibetaiota.net. We can get that up on screen for people. There you see it, the Public Intelligence blog. Now, of course, you wrote the book, The Open Source Everything Manifesto, which we're going to get into shortly, but there's also a pretty good article by Nafees Ahmed, I believe, out of The Guardian, which kind of summarized what you pointed out in that book and some of the speeches you gave afterwards. You gave a speech earlier this year in which you said that all the major preconditions for revolution, which you originally set out back in 1976, were now present both in the United States and Britain. There you see the article out of The Guardian. The open source revolution is coming and it will conquer the 1% ex-CIA spy. So in terms of these preconditions for revolution, highlight exactly what some of those are and give us an idea of the timescale that we're looking at in terms of this revolution, as you call it.
I'd be very glad to do that, but let me just come back and close the loop with you on Ebola, because I see four separate distinct threats on Ebola, all four of them very, very bad for both the public and the administration. The first, of course, is CDC malfeasance. Just to give you an example, the N85 mask or whatever it is they're recommending, that will stop things that are 3 microns in size. Ebola is 0.08 microns in size. So they are severely misleading the first responders and the health professionals. CDC is not being honest. The second is Saudi importation of Ebola through the Saudi diplomatic pouch. And then infecting 20 Saudi students distributed across the United States among the 100,000 or more Saudi students that are in universities across the country. The third is the false flag, which is still up there for me. And the fourth is actually a successful ISIS martyr initiative in which people generally Western in appearance are brought in through airplanes, because we're not screening at airports and neither is the United Kingdom. Now, coming back to your preconditions of revolution, I did my first thesis on this, and it's all available free online at Phi Beta Iota, but the bottom line is concentration of wealth, loss of legitimacy of the government, severe unemployment. The actual unemployment rate in the United States is 22.4%, according to shadowstats.com, not the ridiculous 6-7% that the administration claims. And then there are a whole wealth of other ideal cultural and techno-demographic conditions, which include very young people coming out with a college degree and not being able to get work, older people like me not being able to get work, and our veterans. I cannot overemphasize how much the U.S. government fears our veterans, because these people are armed, dangerous, and their patriotism cannot be questioned. So we have all of the preconditions of revolution in the United States. What we do not have, an Ebola or a major failure in Ebola as perceived by the public, what we do not have is a precipitant for moving the people into the streets and actually firing every sitting congressman and actually reelecting someone new just for the sake of having someone new.
So do you think, you know, the U.S. is going to see a Tunisian fruit seller moment, or is it more kind of a general malaise, a lowering of living standards, as you said, a collapse in the economy? Is it going
Something
to be
a- is going to break. There are a lot of bad things about to happen. I'll give you one simple example. There is a huge fracking bubble in Wall Street in the city of London. A great many fracking wells have been dug. They're being sold on the derivatives marketplace. And what people don't realize is that fracking is on and off, on or off. It's not a smooth decline in production the way natural gas and oil is. Fracking, you get it or you don't. And so what's going to happen here is all of a sudden the city of London and Wall Street, the people who are buying these things are going to realize that they've been sold a bill of goods with fracking wells that will not produce, that will run out. And that could set off a new financial panic. You combine that with Ebola. You combine that with 1,000 wells going dry across California and Texas as Arizona. And you're really beginning to see what could become a perfect storm. Probably not before the elections in November, but possibly. We are, in my 62 years, the United States of America is as low as I have ever seen it get in every possible respect.
And in terms of this perfect storm that you just mentioned, I wrote an article last week which was based on a series of essays in the CFR's publication Foreign Affairs. And basically, they acknowledge that this populist uprising, these preconditions for revolution, both on the right and the left, with the Tea Party, with the Occupy movement, and the anti-EU movement in Europe, were coalescing. There you see the article, establishment desperate to co-opt populist uprising. So they acknowledge that there's this American distemper growing, as you have documented. But in their own words, they said, quote, that they've got to co-opt this uprising and kind of squirrel it away into issues of little or no significance so as to quell the American distemper. I mean, how do you think they're going to try? Because, of course, we know to a certain extent with the Arab Spring, with some of the other uprisings, there were attempts to co-opt them by the establishment. Do you see a similar process occurring in the United States and throughout Europe?
You've raised what for me is the single most important and interesting possibility in this century. I mean, you've really brought up something that we could talk about for hours. As you know, as well as anyone, during the student uprisings in the 1960s, the CIA funded a wide variety of student movements. And the whole idea was to let 1,000 flowers bloom so they wouldn't talk to each other. And that has been the strategy of the foundations as well. There's an article out about the NGOization of everything, which basically means fragment them all. Micah Sifry has just published this book, which is an absolutely, utterly brilliant book, that is not available on Amazon. I think the publisher is to be castigated for that. It's one of the single most important books I've read in the last few years. And what it says is that all of the nonprofit organizations, from eco villages to intentional communities to energy and education and health foundations, they're all fragmented. They all want to use their hashtag. They refuse to actually share information, have a common strategy, and come out. So the foundations have succeeded. Now let me give you what I think is the $64 trillion bonanza. The elites have broken ranks. Lady Rothschild in London has sponsored a conference on inclusive capitalism. The Mars family has just sponsored a journal issue of the Brewery called Mutuality Economics. And there are a number of billionaires on the West Coast, what I call the black sheep billionaires, and I understand there's some black sheep billionaires in Europe as well, that are talking about redemptive capitalism. What this boils down to is the elites are now divided. I would say roughly three quarters of the elites still think that they can just trash everybody and fragment everybody and continue business as usual for the next decade. That's not going to happen. The smarter elites, the elites that understand that the pitchforks are there and that there aren't enough guns to hold back everybody, those elites, that small handful of elites, is opening the possibility for people like me to be heard. And I thank you for the exposure on the Alex Jones Show, because I believe that we can preserve, protect, and not attack the existing concentrated wealth as long as the elites will fund.
Okay, we'll be back after the break. Robert David Steele, stay tuned. Your call's coming up.
Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,196.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,240.33, $620.16 for a half ounce, or $310.08 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,240.33, $620.16, and $310.08.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Live on the Alex Jones Show this Tuesday, October 7th edition with me, Paul Joseph Fox. I'm talking to Robert David Steele. The website is fightbetaiota.net. Former CIA case officer who, of course, wrote the excellent book, which I read recently, The Open Source Everything Manifesto. Robert, you got cut off just on the break there. We were talking about how the elite plan to, quote, co-opt this populist uprising or these preconditions for revolution. Just finish your point on that.
Oh, well, thank you, because what I was trying to stress was that the elite have broken ranks. Lady Rothschilds in London has sponsored a conference on inclusive capitalism. The Mars family, which has been an honest, wealthy family for a very long time, has sponsored a journal issue on mutuality economics, which means everybody needs to get ahead. And finally, what I call the black sheep billionaires on the West Coast and also in Europe are talking about redemptive capitalism. So I believe there's a way forward in which we can get a segment of the elite to sponsor open source everything, to sponsor a unification of all of us under an umbrella strategy to create infinite wealth for the 5 billion poor. It'll be a different kind of, it won't even be capitalism. It'll be focused on land and labor. So I actually feel very positive. I think that we're moving toward a perfect storm, and out of that perfect storm will come an entire new economy, and I'm tentatively adopting the Mars family concept of mutuality economics.
And in your book, I believe when you talk about the 5 billion poor, sorry, this is a process of, you know, educating them, arming them with cell phones, with the internet, with information. And I believe you make the point that the elite simply won't be able to cope with the tide of 5 billion more awake, informed individuals. Is that the case?
Well, yes, and Vaclav Havel has written an excellent book called Power of the Powerless, and Howard Zinn, of course, wrote The Power Government Cannot Suppress. 5 billion poor people right now are being blocked from creating infinite wealth because the vestiges of capitalism, particularly in the telecommunications and computing arena, they're like a quagmire. They're like a big mud tar pit into which the dinosaurs will sink. So open base transceiver station, which is open free cell phones, is one of the first steps toward unleashing the 5 billion poor. And there's some wonderful work being done on this in Mexico and other places. And there are other opens that will essentially allow the 5 billion poor to take their time energy equation and turn it into infinite wealth. This I am absolutely certain of.
I'm going to take your calls for Robert David Steele at 1-800-259-9231. After the break, but his book, The Open Source Everything Manifesto. Robert, let's just break that down. What is the Open Source Manifesto? From the blurb, it's the transition from top-down secret command and control to a world of bottom-up consensual collective decision-making as a means to solve the major crises facing our world today. So how does this top-down system of control currently operate, and how can we begin to turn it around?
Well, it operates because we've allowed it to operate. We've allowed the fencing of the commons, the criminalization of private behavior. We've allowed governments to basically dictate what we should do and how we are educated and so forth. What is happening now is that states are failing in a big way, and I certainly include the United States and the United Kingdom as states of questionable viability. Localization is coming up. In New York, to take an example, fracking is forbidden by most of the towns and villages across the entire state of New York. And this is driving the fracking industry, which is a criminal industry, crazy. What I see is an end of top down, an end of secrecy, and a rise of local face-to-face politics and local face-to-face economics in which money is pulled out of the remote banking system. In fact, I would say absentee banks, absentee landlords, and absentee governments are going to be on the trash heap of history.
And just bring us the origins of this. This was a 1992 conference where you first introduced these ideas, and I believe you got a lot of pushback from the CIA. Tell us about that.
Well, it's good of you to actually look at the history. I left the CIA to create the Marine Corps Intelligence Center, and I paid $20 million for my analyst to have access to all of the secrets, and I had a small PC over in a corner. And to my astonishment, they started lining up for the PC. And when I asked them why, they said, because there's nothing in the secret databases about Somalia, Haiti, Burundi, and all these other places. So that's when I realized that the U.S. government was totally ignorant and had not gotten a grip on all of the relevant information around the world. Since then, I've seen what Richard Stallman and others have done, Linus Torvalds have done with open source software and open hardware. I was one of the 4,000 participants in Obama's first open government initiative.
And we'll get more into that after the break with Robert David Steele taking your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, 1-800-259-9231.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Infowars.com for all the latest breaking news. We're talking to Robert David Steele, former CIA officer and author of the Open Source Everything Manifesto. Robert, we've got a long segment now, so feel free to elaborate, but we were just touching on it before the break. You had this landmark conference in 1992 where, despite opposition from the CIA, you got together all these intelligence professionals, basically 620 of them, and gave them this lecture on the Open Source Manifesto. So let's try and break down what exactly the open source transformation represents and why it represents also such a threat to the establishment.
Well, I love the way you've done your homework, and I thank you for that. Let's start with the fact that CIA, when it first agreed to my conference, said that they would come only if it was secret and U.S. citizens only. And I had to go to Admiral Studeman, and Admiral Studeman, God bless him, supported me and informed CIA that they would attend. CIA calls me open source, S-O-R-E-S. They see open source as a major threat because a great deal of the mystique of CIA, which I love as an organization, I want to save it in many ways. It's an important place. But CIA is living a lie. Apart from the atrocities that they're committing with drones and rendition and torture, which I have opposed from day one, they're not actually collecting secret intelligence. They're taking handouts from foreign liaison. They're doing legal traveler debriefings. They don't know anything. They have children being spoon-fed secrets that cover less than 3% of what we need to know. So essentially, Alvin Toffler called me the rival store when he wrote a chapter about the future of the spy in 1993. I'm still the rival store, but frankly, I'd like to come in and do a hostile takeover and get these people cleaned up. We need intelligence. Intelligence is decision support. I've written an article in Counterpunch called Intelligence for the President and Everyone Else. And let me stop there and throw it back to you. Bottom line is, decision support is what would be saving us from Ebola. It would keep the Americans from invading the Middle East again. It would keep the government honest. We don't have intelligence because we don't have integrity.
And from what I've read in your book, I mean, it's this attitude of intelligence being an enclosed community, and the CIA and other agencies placing so much credence in this secret intel that they then ignore the vast majority of open source intelligence, which in many cases is more accurate than that secret intel, because that's an echo chamber. Is that correct?
Well, you're absolutely right, and it's really two parts. The first part is the intelligence community knows nothing. I am appalled as an intelligence professional. And from the 1990s, I was outlining precisely what needed to be done in order to make it a serious professional community. And I was ignored, in part because my ideas would have been grounds for tripling the amount of intelligence we could produce and cutting the budget in half. The intelligence community is a secret pork pie. That's all it is. It moves the money, as Bill Binney and others have said. And I really want to encourage everyone to look up Tom Engelbart's new article just out today called Failure is Success. Engelbart has rendered a huge national service in publishing that article, and I've written a very strong comment at the end of it. The other half of the problem, which Paul Pilar has addressed in his book, is that the White House does not make policy based on intelligence. It makes policy based on who has paid to be heard. So we have traitors running the U.S. government. We have financial traitors, ideological traitors, and religious traitors. And these people are not scrubbed out because the FBI has essentially been put in a straitjacket and is not allowed to do its job.
Let's take a quick call for Robert David Steele, Gennaro in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Paul. Hi, Robert. First of all, I want to tell Paul, thank you for your work. I really appreciate all the work that you do on InfoWars, as well as the entire team there. And Robert, thank you for your work over your entire career. You're a true hero in your activism for the American people. My question is for Robert. Yesterday, Paul, I had sent in an email bringing out the flagrant disregard of the judge, Judge Jenkins, in how he handled going to the apartment with no protection whatsoever, but yet he had everybody in the entire apartment, quarantined, taking out their items, but he himself doesn't have to get quarantined. He himself does not have to wear any protection. So my question is, Robert, do you think that this is that false flag event that you mentioned, in that they would simulate an Ebola attack in which they use biochemical weapons that dissipate and pretend that it's Ebola? Because who in their right mind would walk into an apartment that has Ebola everywhere from the guy that was living in that apartment with vomit and diarrhea and blood everywhere and put his life at such risk and put everybody else that he comes in contact with at risk?
I think you've got a very good point. And in fact, I've outlined four distinct possibilities as we face this Ebola threat, and that that blog is at Phi Beta Iota, and you can look it up as Robert Steele Ebola Today, Alex Jones Today. So I've outlined four specifics, and there's absolutely nothing to prevent a blending of these four. Certainly, I expect people to do some false flag drills. Homeland Security is famous for wanting to take the headlines and be active and be seen as doing something. And I think you have identified something that's called an indicator. I don't think the judge is stupid. I think very talented people tend to become judges, and they tend to have a lot of influence, a lot of smarts. So the judge has basically shown us that he is so unconcerned about Ebola that it probably is not Ebola in this specific instance.
Okay, thanks for the call. Just want to switch to a different topic before we throw back to the callers, and that is an article that appeared on your website, David, labeling truth seekers as conspiracy theorists. And this was about the conspiracy theory term and how it's been weaponized as a tool, as a pejorative to demonize freedom of thought. Just get into that for a moment for us.
Well, I have to give credit to the CIA. I mean, there was a time when I was a covert operations specialist, and media influence operations were part of what I did, although I was focused mostly on international opinion and basically crafting the worldwide opinion on El Salvador. So CIA coined this conspiracy theorist term, and the whole idea is to marginalize people. Now, if your readers want, or if your viewers want to go to Phi Beta Iota and use the search box, they can enter the words conspiracy and sane. And they will immediately get to some wonderful headlines from many other people. I don't post a lot myself on the website. I curate about 80 others that post. The bottom line is there have been 33 conspiracy theories so labeled that have been proven true. And the research is now out showing that people who have been labeled conspiracy theorists are by and large not only more intelligent, but correct in relation to the facts.
And this was, of course, the foundation was a 1967 document, I believe, from the CIA, which utilized the conspiracy theory term to demonize any questioning of the Warren Commission narrative. So as far back as 67, they were set on using this term as a pejorative to silence any criticism of any official narrative. And, of course, in that case, with the assassination of JFK. Let's go to another call for Robert David Steele. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, two quick questions for the guest. One was, you mentioned about this judge is posturing for in Texas and possibly for elections or public PR. Do you see the possibility of the interim election, basically a census used in the electronic voting for where they need to target false voting tally? That's the first question. The second one was, when you mentioned the new economy, do you see network marketing or more multi-level marketing as one of the avenues for the $5 billion to be able to
I'm sorry, the call is so broken up, I cannot understand the question.
Robert, he was saying, do you see multi-level marketing as a tool which could be used by the 5 billion poor to empower themselves?
I'm not even sure what that means. What I see the 5 billion poor doing is dumping the entire Western capitalist system on its ass. because the 5 billion poor need $2 refrigerators you can bury in the ground. They don't need zero degree refrigerators. In fact, they don't need anything that we've got to offer. They will create their own economy. The UN has just come out and said that the only sustainable agriculture is local organic agriculture. I believe in the Global Village construction set, in the use of open source design, open source engineering. I believe that the 5 billion poor are essentially going to create a new civilization that is much closer to that of the indigenous Native Americans than what we have now. And if I understood vaguely the other question about the election, I do believe that we will have a very corrupt election, and I do believe that the Republicans will dominate both the Diebold machines that are completely, totally corrupt, and I do believe that Obama is going to be put in the box for the rest of his administration.
Skits in Nebraska, you're on the air with Robert David Steele. Go ahead.
Thank you, kind sir, for taking my call. It's a good thing the guy on the other end of the telephone is as good-looking as the one on this end. Robert, you come out with the best news that I have heard in the last 10 years. Now, are you at liberty to give out the names of some of the black sheep billionaires? You mentioned something like about the Mars family. Is it spelled M-A-R-S? Tell us about that.
Well, the Mars family is not one of the black sheep billionaires. The black sheep billionaires, for obvious reasons, don't want to be well known by the Gateses and Buffets of the world. And I'm waiting to see what happens. I'm only indirectly being told about them. I don't have any direct connection. What I do believe, though, is that there are a lot of really smart people. In fact, I just wrote an invited op-ed for The Guardian, and I want to outline four big pots of money that I see coming down the pike. The United Nations just got a commitment for $2.3 billion for 17 sustainable development goals, and they're thinking about how to manage that money so that they don't do what they usually do, which is waste 80% of it on overhead. And I hope that I will have a small role to play in helping them create an intelligence activity that is completely open, that will help move the money directly to villages through electronic bank accounts and completely bypass the corrupt NGO infrastructures that tend to go for salaries and Learjets and all this other stuff. The second pot of money is the billionaires that I'm talking about, the black sheep billionaires. They're getting tired of giving money out to 1,400. Michael Bloomberg, for example, who is not a black sheep billionaire, has given out over $500 million to over 1,400 non-governmental organizations. What this means is he's giving out tokens. He's not doing serious sustainable work. But if we can get everybody to focus on an umbrella organization with a strategy and get all of these people to work together and to share information, then there's some real possibilities. The third big pot of money comes from CEOs. They were recently polled by Oxford University, and they're all realizing that the companies they are managing are dinosaurs that are about to die on a tar pit. And they're all looking for ways to redirect capitalism so that it's actually sustainable. And Paul Hawkins and Herman Daly would call this cradle to grave green capitalism. And the last pot of money is the U.S. government. I have gotten OMB to agree twice to an open source agency. And if Obama wants my help in saving what's left of his administration to include saving the Senate, I know how to do that. And I do that with an open source agency announced before the election and with electoral reform also announced before the election.
And Robert, I mean, thanks for the call, by the way. We've had comments recently from top U.S. ambassadors regarding Russia. Of course, the situation with Ukraine escalated over the past 6 months or so, saying that Russia has been ostracized from, quote, the New World Order. Do you see the BRICS nations, who are emerging financially, of course, and with their recent energy infrastructure projects, as a genuine alternative to the unipolar system that currently rules the world? Or do you see that as not being particularly relevant to this general open source revolution?
On the contrary, the BRICS are the alternative. And then there's a third and a fourth alternative. The City of London and Wall Street gave it up. I am absolutely stunned at the LIBOR scandal and the manner in which Goldman Sachs has been allowed to destroy multiple economies, including the U.S. economy, with absolutely no consequences for anybody of note, at the highest levels. The BRICS are creating their own internet, their own World Bank, their own International Development Organization. The BRICS are smarter, wealthier, and tougher than we are. But that's not something Washington wants to hear. They're in denial. Now, let me also point out that Russia is about to make huge strides in the Arctic. It has long been announced by Russia that they were playing the long game and that the Arctic was their financial reserve. And there's some headlines out today and yesterday that essentially say that the Russians have broken through to a major new oil field. I anticipate the Arctic becoming a major transportation hub across the North Pole that will be owned by the Russians, not by the Americans. The open ice is along the Russian border, not the Canadian border. So for me, if I were advising the Strategic Command or anybody with a brain in Washington, D.C., I would say get a grip on the truth. The truth at any cost lowers all other costs. And right now, Washington is living a catastrophic lie.
And we've recently seen comments from Chinese PLA officials regarding the West. Do you see the West as initiating violence against the BRICS countries, whether that be over Ukraine or any situation in Asia geopolitically, as a means of curtailing their growing influence?
Well, you know, I for 15 years, I was a circuit rider for the U.S. Special Operations Command, and I love special operations dearly. But I have to say, special operations in its pure form is white. It is pure. It is good. Special operations has been severely corrupted by the move toward black assassination killer operations. And I'm very distressed by what I see as a corrupt special operations in which we're taking kids right out of boot camp, we're sending them into the field, and we're doing indiscriminate killing. What the Americans don't seem to understand is that everybody else is at least as smart, if not smarter than they are. Yes, we are going to be sponsoring rendition and torture and drone assassinations and all manner of things, but
We'll be back. We'll pick that up after the break. Robert, David Steele, more of your calls coming up. Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's The Alex Jones Show live. We're talking to Robert David Steele. More of your calls coming up in a moment. But with all the health threats facing us today, it's never been more important to keep and maintain a healthy immune system, which is why one of the most popular products on InfoWarsLife.com is DNA Force. You know your cells are under daily attack, and DNA is the blueprint of your very humanity. DNA Force is the most amazing product from InfoWars Life Formuline, and it's extremely difficult to produce and cultivate using the highest quality FDA-based nutraceutical manufacturing processes. This exclusive formula, loaded with the only US-sourced PQQ on the market, BioPQQ, is backed by 175 published clinical studies and contains more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. Give your body the force field it needs and fight back. Optimize your powerhouse cells and secure your DNA Force today. And you can get that, as you see up on the screen there, at InfoWarsLife.com. We're talking to Robert David Steele, former CIA case officer and author of the Open Source Manifesto. Spyro in Washington, you're on the air with Robert David Steele. Go ahead.
Yeah, one quick point about the Judge Jenkins and two quick questions. I saw a Breitbart article that said something about DPS investigation to the judge over exposing his daughter potentially to Ebola. I don't know if you guys have heard about that. And then the quick questions I have is, Mr. Steele, do you believe that, or do you know that Obama might be our last president? It's something that worries me greatly, whether our country will make it or not. And then I also wanted to ask about the depletion of the U.S. nuclear arms. And meanwhile, other countries like Russia are ramping up massively while they're skirting our coasts with their bombers and whatnot.
Well, we have not had a real president since John F. Kennedy was assassinated. I've reviewed a number of books on the Kennedy assassination. We now know that he was killed by a team that included Rabin from Israel, George Bush Sr. in Dallas, J. Edgar Hoover, the Cuban mafia based in New Orleans, Lyndon Baines Johnson. And every president since then has been essentially informed upon being entered into office that they will either do what they're told or they will be assassinated. I'm told that Jimmy Carter cried his eyes out when he understood the reality here. So be under no illusions about Obama actually being president. Now, having said that, I have enormous faith in the average American and in the goodness of the American people. And I believe we're coming up to a perfect storm. And out of this perfect storm, I don't think it's possible to suborn the American people. I think the only possible outcome of any perfect storm is new growth, a resurrection, a second American republic. On nuclear, I don't really know much about that other than to say that in my view, nuclear is not going to be used by anybody. There are so many other ways to decapitate this country, to include C4I. I mean, the dirty little secret of NSA is that the Chinese have been writing the electrical circuits into their computers for 10 years. So NSA is a joke. It's a lie. It just got too much power because nobody understood just how idiotic NSA is. So on balance, please, let me just go on the record. I am an optimist about the next 10 years in America.
Okay, thanks for the call. That's going to wrap it up with Robert David Steele. The website is phibetaiota.net, author of The Open Source Manifesto. There you see the public intelligence blog. Great articles on there. Be sure to check that out. Robert David Steele, thanks for joining us on The Alex Jones Show today.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you. David Knight's going to be back in studio along with Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to take more of your calls on Ebola. Of course, all the breaking news on Infowars.com. We're also going to get into some police state news with the cops treating possession of cash as a criminal offence in and of itself. We're going to get to that and more. It's The Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson in the hot seat for Alex Jones. Alex will be back tomorrow. We're going to have Anthony Gucciardi in studio in the next segment. But breaking news up on Infowars.com. We mentioned earlier the troops being sent into Liberia and Sierra Leone. US troops would have direct contact with infected Ebola patients. Now we have a top story up on Infowars.com. Pentagon claims Ebola not a huge risk to troops in West Africa. The 4,000 service members being deployed to combat Ebola in West Africa will be, quote, kept safe from the virus, the Defense Department claimed, despite the fact that health officials have failed to contain Ebola, which is now spreading on multiple continents. During a Pentagon news conference today, U.S. Army General David Rodriguez, the commander of U.S. Africa Command, AFRICOM, said the military is using, quote, strict protocols to protect the troops and will implement careful reintegration once they return to the U.S. So we've had hundreds of health workers over in West Africa become infected, despite the fact that they would be normally expected to take the utmost precautions against the virus, and yet now Obama is sending in thousands of troops who will have direct contact with Ebola patients, and the Pentagon is already on the defensive as to whether those troops will receive adequate protection. So a lot of questions being asked about that. I'm going to go to more of your calls now. Kathy in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm pulling it off speakerphone. It went to me very quickly, and I apologize for the delay. All right, I wanted to just say, if this gentleman in Dallas had had good, big private insurance, I guarantee you he might have had a very different experience. I used to have very big private insurance in Dallas, and I had the name that rocks in Dallas, and I'm not going to give it over the air, but I've walked into Zale Lipschi. Well, one time I called my doctor, and he said, he heard my name, was a doctor on call, and he said, oh, no, 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 no. We want to keep you out of the Parkland ER. You just walk on in. And he told me how to be seen in the employee wait in the employee exam room, even though I wasn't even an employee anywhere, for to see a doctor in the employee at Zale Lipschi, which is where the uppity whites go, if I may say uppity whites. And I am white. Bottom line, I bet he would have had a very different experience, especially in Dallas. That said, your former guest, I wanted to mention Reverend Pinckney, Tarpley.net, the World Crisis Radio that I heard on August the 30th was amazing, and he's still in this process that he needs a little bit of help, and I just wanted to mention it since I was able to get through today. And it starts at 3627 on August the 30th, and he's pushing back on some very corrupt forces, and I wanted to just give a shout-out so people might could listen to that. And last week's show, he's on there as well.
Okay, right. Thanks for the call. Ray in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, I want to talk about a couple of things. First and foremost, I want to state that they went after Jesse Ventura first, and they discredited him, as you know. And then what happened next is they removed conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura from the entire Internet. I can't get access anywhere on YouTube of the full-length videos. And if you go to True TV apps, they won't allow you to rent them in the United States anymore. They used to charge $1.99. And then at True TV's webpage, you can't access any of the episodes either. And then something happened to Tyrell Ventura. He's no longer on Buzzsaw, and the last time he was on Buzzsaw was April 2014. So something may be going on with that. All right.
Exactly. I mean, we saw Ventura ostracized from the Huffington Post a couple of years ago. He wrote an article about 9/11. He was basically kicked off the Huffington Post. They refused to carry his articles. Also, with the conspiracy theory show, of course, they retroactively removed it from people's TiVos, even though they'd already recorded the episode to their TiVo hard drives. Those episodes, I think it was the FEMA camp episode, was remotely deleted. So definite censorship of information there with Jesse Ventura. We'll continue to track it. More of your calls coming up after the break. We've got Anthony Gucciardi in studio to talk about more issues surrounding Ebola. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. hours. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of Superoxide and Ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show live Tuesday, October 7th edition. We're going to switch back to Ebola now. We've got this report out of The Guardian which just broke. And it's health professionals in Madrid have blamed substandard equipment and a failure to follow protocol for the first case of Ebola to be contracted outside West Africa. So, of course, yesterday we had the Spanish nurse who had treated the Spanish priest infected with Ebola, up to 56 other potential individuals exposed to Ebola. And it seems that just as in the United States, the Spanish hospital there in Madrid was unprepared to receive this patient, as nurses in the United States also claim that they haven't received Ebola training. The hospital in Dallas that took in patient zero last week, they had got the training, but obviously it was pretty useless because they sent him home with antibiotics, even though he told them he had come from West Africa and he was allowed to circulate in the local population, potentially exposing others. But we're joined now in studio by Anthony Gucciardi to talk about some of the response and some of the natural treatments in relation to Ebola. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Paul. And isn't it amazing? It's just a blame game with Ebola. They just say, oh, well, it was someone else's fault. It's not a big deal. Everyone just stay calm. And I want to talk about some of the research that's out there, some dating back to 2009, for natural plant compounds inhibiting some of the growth of Ebola in animal studies, and how no one's talked about that and what that really means, and specifically which compounds. But first, I want to talk about this paradigm of illogical behavior, this paradigm of nonsensical behavior by society at large, by the mainstream media. And I want to talk about how the media has now turned this whole situation into a debate when there's no debate. It reminds me of the open borders. It reminds me of the video that you guys did with Joe Biggs crossing the border dressed as Osama bin Laden with an ISIS flag with a decapitated human head walking across the border. And there's now this magical debate of, should we just let ISIS into the United States? Should we just keep the borders wide open and let that go on? Should the border patrol stand down because otherwise it could be racist? It reminds me of this whole debate. Should we let people come in, fly in from Ebola-affected countries who could even be exhibiting signs of Ebola without even pre-screening them? Apparently they see if they have obvious signs, like if they're vomiting. But then the CDC official, I think it was a CDC official, he said something along the lines of, well, we hope that it's not an issue because they'd probably be too sick to travel anyway if they had Ebola. Well, that's highly reassuring, right? So the whole issue here is it's now this phony debate. It's this phony politically correct debate. Should we just let everyone in who may have Ebola? Should we just keep the borders open? When is it going to be too late? When is it going to be that there is a serious Ebola crisis in the United States? When is it going to be that thousands are affected, if it comes to that, if we don't have serious procedures, to where we say, okay, fine, now we can actually do something? And I see this debate time and time again, whether it's with gun control, open borders, Ebola, anything. It's this worthless, worthless debate. Do you not find that over and over again?
Exactly. And now, you know that Jesse Jackson is heading down to visit the Ebola family, the family of patient zero down there. So there seems to be an effort to racialize this bizarrely, as if it could even be thought of in that context. Now, Jesse Jackson, we had the article up on InfoWars today, is heading down to that region because the family feel they're being discriminated against. So as this get links to the border, obviously with ISIS, many concerns over that with the Joe Biggs stunt, the James O'Keefe stunt. As people link this to the border, rightly, because threats could be pouring in from
Because it can't be about logic, though. It has to be about race, because that's interesting. They put it as if it's like it's like TMZ now. It's not, hey, these people have Ebola on average in Liberia. We should screen them and maybe talk about banning some travel or have some type of protocol. I mean, you were telling me in China when there was a SARS outbreak, what did they do? They went through with a thermometer and checked everyone in hazmat suits?
They got on the plane before we were even allowed to get off the plane. There were teams in hazmat suits that got on, checked every individual passenger with the temperature gauge, and no one was allowed to leave the plane until that procedure had been completed. And the complete opposite is the case here. Now we've got...
And China wasn't criticized for being racist.
No,
obviously,
no.
They're the paragon of freedom now.
But, I mean, you saw the CNN reporter earlier. No questions asked whatsoever. They were allowed straight through. Obama's promise to step up he's going to use the customs and border people at the airports to carry out these temperature checks. Again, are they properly trained to spot these signs?
Well, let's talk about what is actually going on here, because there's a few conclusions I'd like to talk about, and all of them are scary to a degree, but I think the activity by this administration, by the CDC overall, is only fueling the so-called conspiracy culture with reason. I mean, what do you expect people to think? There's a few options. Either the CDC and the officials at large right now are so stupid and lazy that they just aren't doing anything, that they just figure, oh, whatever, it'll be fine. I think that's highly unlikely. The second one is that they're so decadent and absorbed in other things and so corrupt that the system and the bureaucracy is so scattered and locked down and sludged down that they can't actually do anything, which I think is, you know, to a degree possible. But then there's the third option, in which they are, for whatever reason, not doing something with intent. So there's wide ranges here within this scope to talk about. And there's from extreme fringe conspiracy people that, you know, obviously it's here to wipe out all of X amount race or something like that, to the more conservative viewpoint that these people are oftentimes corrupt and they've allocated resources to other things, or they simply are incompetent, which, you know, who knows the case. But the reality is there's no good conclusion. There's no conclusion that, oh, well, Ebola's not that bad, so they obviously are highly intelligent, smarter than us, and they're keeping the borders open so ISIS can come in and shake our hands. And there's no real threat, despite the fact they keep raising the terror alert and freaking everyone out while keeping the borders open. Or, oh, Ebola's fine, except for the fact that the CDC director says he wants everyone to be scared, and that is a major crisis, and top scientists are saying it could be a pandemic. So what is it? You know, that's the whole thing. We've reached these conclusions time and time again, and they're all bad. There's no good answer. The mainstream media acts like it's a debate. Should we be concerned? Should we close off travel? There is no debate. The answer is obvious.
I mean, I could entertain the fact that the initial case, the patient zero, was a case of incompetence that they sent him home, even though they had the training.
Of course.
Even if we entertain that. I mean, is it incompetent, though, to send his stepdaughter, the nursing assistant, back to work after she was exposed to the virus 7 days after coming into contact with it? The CDC told her she can go back to work in a hospital. I mean, that goes beyond incompetence.
But why are we surprised there was a patient zero to begin with? If tens of thousands of people are getting Ebola and we don't have any bans on travel and no real pre-screening, and then they also, by the way, oh, they'll tell you there's pre-screening. We see if people are vomiting and if they're showing obvious signs of Ebola, we'll do something about it. But then the next day they criticize and say, well, Africa has no real healthcare systems. That's why Ebola is so bad, because they can't pre-screen properly. Here it won't happen because we can pre-screen and we can isolate. And then they rely on the next day, they're pre-screening. Don't worry, guys, they're pre-screening travel. So it's a total facade. And then we wonder why there's a patient with Ebola in the United States. There's going to be more. There's no question. They're going to fly over here because it's an incubation period of, what, 21 days. They're going to fly over here, and there's going to be multiple Ebola cases unless they shut something down. But that's probably not going to happen until more outrage happens. That's why the media, it's so funny. It's a debate. There's no debate. But we should not be surprised when there's patient 500. We should not be surprised because they're not doing anything about it.
But I mean... Again, it goes back, we're told that people can only infect other people if they have the symptoms, if they're showing symptoms. Yet we have an article that was published in The Lancet from 14 years ago, which said that people even without Ebola symptoms who have contracted the virus can infect others. So everything that we're being told by the CDC now is being disproven by studies that occurred as much as 14 years ago.
And they don't even really know.
They don't even care. But they care enough to remove information from official websites like the Public Health Agency of Canada, who said it was probably airborne. It was strongly suspected it had gone airborne. They removed the information. So it's about controlling information, not controlling the disease. And that's a big threat.
I've read the interviews with top medical experts where they say the sweat on your hand is enough to transfer it. And just going on, holding onto a railing or something, that sweat can sit there for a long period of time and the virus can stay alive for very long periods of time, depending on the weather, depending on numerous things. So it is a real issue. There's no question. You know, it's not like it's something like the flu, which could spread much more quickly, but is much less deadly. But that's the whole issue, is that Ebola is more deadly. But many of us know this. But I think the question really is, should we be surprised about this, the lack of outrage against the CDC, when we're in a society where many people worship celebrities who could not pass an elementary school spelling bee? I mean, is that the issue? Is it just that people don't care enough? Is that really what it is? They don't know the actual science. They don't know what's going on. And I also want to talk about the fact that no one's warning people. I mean, we can talk about it when we come back a little, we'll get into a little bit right now. No one's warning people about how they can prepare themselves. No one's talking about the research as far back as 2009 on plant compounds inhibiting the growth of Ebola. And I'm not saying that these plant compounds are the answer, they're going to save your life. No, I'm saying we're spending all this money waiting for Bill Gates to give us some magical vaccine when they're not really even looking into what that's going to do. And sure, they're going to go test it on African kids and most of them are going to die, if not all of them. We're not worried about how to protect ourselves. We're saying, please, Bill Gates, go and develop us a vaccine to test on African babies while we sit here cowering in fear while the CDC does nothing, doesn't even issue travel bans. We're not looking and saying, hey, there is a plant compound called genistein, right? And it has, not only does it have 150 health benefits on record from PubMed studies across 50 MAP physiological pathways. This is from Green Men Info. But they found, through the archives of virology from the UT medical branch right around here down the corner, that the plant compound, when compiled with this drug, it actually had, through treating animals, the inhibitor. It led to a significant increase in survival and other signs of this disease. So it was inhibiting it to a degree, and it's not completely conquering it, but these plant compounds are doing amazing things against the Ebola virus. But no one's funding that. No one's talking about that. No one's talking about iodine. No one's talking about any of this. They're just letting you sit there and saying, we'll help you, but we're actually not going to do anything.
We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
All right, you are go. All right, you are go.
Now we see the
You've got it.
Back on the Alex Jones Show, Anthony Gucciardi in studio. We're talking about Ebola. We're talking about the public relations campaign behind the situation, which is kind of gaining more traction, more attention than the disease itself now. And I mean, the question we're going to ask is, when are people going to draw a line in the sand? When are they going to bang on the doors of the CDC? When are they going to freak out about this? I mean, Anthony, in a moment, is going to talk about what he saw during Hurricane Sandy, where, of course, you know, a huge amount of the population there in New York was basically crippled. They were cut off from all their electronic devices. They couldn't charge their iPhones, God forbid. And people were dumpster diving. People were freaking out as a result of that situation. What would it take for this Ebola crisis to generate that same level of hysteria, Anthony?
Well, you know, I was in the heart of Hurricane Sandy. And honestly, it was large hurricane, but it was not that bad. And I was in Philadelphia at the time. I had actually planned a trip to New York, and I went to New York afterwards when there was taxis being pushed down the road due to the floods. And there was like rats in the street. It was a pretty disgusting scenario, but it was by no means apocalyptic. In Philadelphia, where it wasn't even that bad, there were people at the door of a CVS, which is a drugstore, banging on the door. There were signs on the door saying, sorry, we're closed, you know, due to Hurricane Sandy, we're out of water and stuff like that. There were people freaking out. They were just totally freaking out in a weird state of frenzy. And I have taken some pictures and everything. There was no water in some of the shelves. Imagine what will happen when people, there's already hysteria. I've been to Dallas since this has happened. There's already people freaking out about it, saying, oh my God, I think my uncle has Ebola. He has a fever, you know, freaking out. Imagine when, if the CDC continues to be whatever they are, impotent, then another patient pops up in California. Another patient pops up in Florida. 5 patients pop up in New York. 4 patients pop up in Texas again. Over and over again, people are going to go into a frenzy. And whether or not it's warranted, it doesn't matter. They're going to do it. They're going to start stockpiling. They're going to start freaking out. And unfortunately, they're not even going to know how to really prepare themselves, because the CDC isn't telling them about genistein. They're not telling them about iodine. They're not telling them about storable foods. They're not telling them about water filtration devices, which is the biggest way to protect yourselves. They're not talking about any of that. They're telling them nothing. So they're going to go to the grocery store. They're going to freak out. They're going to go to their doctor and ask for antibiotics, which is further going to create antibiotic-resistant bacterias, which, by the way, can be conquered. Research shows with garlic, which is the biggest new thing on the horizon. Garlic is going to be the answer once antibiotics are completely worthless and garlic extracts. But anyway, the problem comes when the CDC continues to do nothing and people freak out and they're going to be forced to do something and it's not going to be good. That's where you talk into isolation. That's where you talk into sending troops on the street because not even because it's full martial law, just because people are going to literally demand that because nothing has been done. And when 50 people have Ebola in the United States, they're going to freak out if it comes to that.
Although, I mean, in Africa, we've seen quite a lackadaisical response from the population there. Obviously, it's ravaged several countries in Africa.
Well, they think that the United States is coming in just to harvest their organs and that Ebola isn't real. And that if they don't, like, worship their witch doctors or whatever, then they're going to get Ebola. I mean, it's a totally crazy system over there. Here, it's almost like we're almost as uneducated on the subject as well, though, thinking that basically if the god of CDC doesn't do something, we're all going to die, which in many ways, if the CDC doesn't do something, it's an issue. But we're almost as uneducated in many ways.
I mean, if they do go ahead with these mass quarantines, once they've obviously botched the reaction, the initial containment of the virus, which it now appears they're doing everything in their power to achieve, you know, how many million gun owners in America are going to, how are they going to respond to people coming door to door to try and quarantine their families?
It's going to be a serious issue because also you have to understand not everyone's locked into the news. Not everyone even knows what's going on. There's people in East Texas, when you knock on their door, they're just going to start shooting. I mean, that's the whole issue. That's why it's so important to understand why they're not doing anything right now. And you were talking about, we should put a poll up and we should take calls. I'm not going to be in the next segment. You're going to be on with David Knight. We should take calls. We should put a poll up on Infowars.com. Put it up shortly after this, asking what is the motivation? Are they just lazy, stupid, impotent? Are they doing this on purpose? Do they really think this Ebola issue is a non-threat? What do they think? And I'd be interested to see what the informed public has to say. Because I'm pretty sure they're not just lazy. And I'm not also saying at the same time it is a crazy fringe conspiracy. What it is, I think, is corruption. And it is definitely by choice that they're doing this.
Okay, we're going to try and get that poll up on Infowars.com. Is this merely incompetence? Is it some kind of facet to bring Obama to bear as the kingmaker right before the midterm elections? Is he going to be invested with even more power? We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to talk to David Knight in studio. We're going to play some clips, some police state news coming up also. Keep it locked in. Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Supermel Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Mel Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality. Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
From the center of nowhere, atop the shoulders of giants, above the creeping fog of disinformation that clouds the American Union, this is Will-O-The-Wisp, and this is the last light radio, your last beacon of truth and defiance. I've always started my shows by saying that all ships lost in the night search for the lighthouse on the rock of the enlightened, but good truth seekers out there, the battery is fading and the light is dying. I see that freedom has failed us, and with no light, the night's going to be a long one. Woody Guthrie said, this land is your land, this land is my land. Great words, but this land is their land now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back live on the Alex Jones Show, David Knight in studio coming up. What you heard there was Stephen King on Shooter Jennings' album Black Ribbons. Of course, Shooter Jennings has been a previous guest. He played a DJ whose radio station was being shut down by the government as martial law was being declared. The reason we play that is that Stephen King went on HuffPost Live, I believe, yesterday, gave some very interesting comments, and we're going to roll that clip now. Go ahead.
It's tiring to look at and to say the world looks more and more like George Orwell's vision in 1984, where war is a constant thing. We went in to the Mideast, in my view, in the wrong direction with George Bush's adventures in Iraq, when the real problem and the basis for the bringing down the towers was in Afghanistan. But it's been, since that happened, that region has become destabilized. I don't hold any brief for Saddam Hussein. I think that he was a terrible man. But there was a stability and checks and balances at that time that doesn't exist anymore. There's a kind of anarchy. And it's a little bit like a bump under the rug. We dealt as well as we could with Al-Qaeda for years, and now we've got ISIL, and, you know, pretty soon it will be somebody else. And it's impossible for us to put boots on the ground everywhere that we go. We can't police the entire world, so it's just a little bit depressing.
There's Stephen King on HuffPost Live talking about permanent war for permanent peace, and of course the characteristic of a banana republic is expansion abroad, empirical expansion abroad. While the police state grows at home, there you see Stephen King fears the world is starting to look like Orwell's 1984. We also got another clip which ties into this regarding the police state. Cash is now criminal. Possession of cash is being treated as a criminal offence in and of itself by some police departments. Here's a clip from John Oliver.
Trust in the police is one of the most vital elements in a civilized society. But for many Americans, that trust has been undermined by a procedure called civil forfeiture. Now, I know it sounds like a Gwyneth Paltrow euphemism for divorce, but incredibly, it's actually even worse than that.
Civil asset forfeiture is really a mechanism by which the state and federal government can seize people's property without having to convict them of a crime. Most people can't afford to hire a lawyer to challenge it. It's really legalized robbery by law enforcement.
And think about it, that is a tough crime to report to the police. Give me a description of what the guy looked like. Well, to be honest, he looked a lot like the guy currently asking me what the guy looked like. And if you think this sounds bad, just wait until you see how it looks. Because the Washington Post recently published a major investigation featuring stories like that of this man, who was driving from Michigan to San Francisco with $2,400 in cash that his dad had lent him to start a new job when he was pulled over in Nevada.
I gave him my license and registration, and then as he was looking at that information, he asked me how much money I was traveling with.
Lee told him about the money his dad gave him, which he kept in the trunk.
He told me to turn on my air vents on high and roll up my windows and get out of the car because he was going to run a canine around it.
Dove didn't find drugs, but he did find the $2,400.
He said, no, I'm going to keep the money because I've concluded through my investigation here that you are traveling from Michigan to California to purchase drugs.
Wow. I mean, there is so much wrong there, including the fact that any policeman who genuinely believes you need to travel from Michigan to California to purchase drugs needs to be introduced to the concept of the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Okay. That's the clip there. And it's basically, you know, your property is guilty until proven innocent, David Knight. This is about the criminalization of merely possessing cash.
Well, I'm glad to say that mainstream media is starting to talk about this. I remember back in the 90s when I was involved in the Libertarian Party, we were screaming at the top of our lungs about civil asset forfeiture and the way that it was destroying the fabric of our society, law enforcement, the courts, everything. They can go in and charge an inanimate object with a crime, and they've done it over and over again. And this was really old news back in the 90s, early 90s, before the internet. They would go in and you would see court cases where it was U.S. government versus Learjet, serial number, blah, blah, blah. They confiscate. Why did they confiscate that Learjet? Because a guy who offered essentially a contract taxi service, if you will, had flown a couple of individuals out of the country into Canada and then back. They subsequently found that those individuals were involved in a drug deal. They arrested them. They charged them. They never charged the guy who owned the plane. They never asserted that he had any culpability in any of this, any knowledge of what was going on, yet they still would confiscate his plane. I could tell you stories for a half hour about what was going on with this. I'm glad they're finally paying attention to it. But look at the situation with LIBOR, for example. We've got a London banker, a senior banker for a London bank, pleading guilty to fixing the LIBOR rate. He is facing up to 10 years in jail. Now, he hasn't been sentenced yet. In other words, that's the maximum he's going to get. People who are found guilty of possessing a small amount of marijuana, thanks to the Reagan administration's mandatory minimums, can get more than 10 years just for that. But this is a guy, and these are banks where they say, according to this RT article, they fraudulently boosted their profits. They say a senior banker has pled guilty to a conspiracy to defraud and manipulate the LIBOR. And they're saying that he colluded, his bank and other banks colluded together. This is a conspiracy. This is a real conspiracy, folks. It really happens. They're charging them with the crime of conspiracy. They colluded with other banks to manipulate the overall rate. And these other banks are banks like the Royal Bank of Scotland, the Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, and JP Morgan and Citigroup. And of course, we've seen other organizations like HSBC and Bank of America, when they were involved in money laundering for drug dealers, nobody went to jail. They got a fine that was a slap on the wrist compared to the amount of money that they had made. So we see this difference in the way people are treated. It's absolutely outrageous. It destroys everything that our legal system is based on, that they could confiscate your property by the legal fiction that your property committed a crime, even though you, while you were operating your plane or had your cash, did not commit a crime. It's absolutely outrageous.
And going back to one of those cases there, I mean, I've got the quote of an officer who, this was his justification for confiscating a driver's cash. Quote, common people do not carry this much U.S. currency. So in the case there, it was $2,400. Which in today's world with the inflation is not a great deal of money, especially if you're going on a long trip. I mean, I've been interrogated before for taking over €2,000 through an airport. So It really is insane how they're treating just the carrying of cash. And I guess...
And let's understand, too, that cash is probably not going to make it back to the police department. It's going to go in the pocket of that corrupt cop, most likely. That's the another issue, is that it corrupts law enforcement. It doesn't just destroy our due process. It corrupts law enforcement. And that's what happens when we try to solve a problem that is essentially a medical problem, a psychological problem, a spiritual problem. We try to solve it with this hammer called force. You know, that's the using the government against it. It failed with alcohol prohibition, but at least they had the decency and the respect for the law to enact a constitutional amendment. They didn't even bother with that for everything that they're doing in the war on drugs. They don't even have the authority. They didn't even give themselves the authority under the Constitution to do it. They're just using raw, intimidating force.
And I mean, it becomes endemic to a point where, you know, if the cops see other people doing this, they see them stealing the cash, pocketing it in some cases. Just like the TSA, where they would steal your iPad, steal numerous other valuable items, it becomes kind of expected, kind of embraced and accepted by the other employees that this is just how, this is just the way it's done. So, you know, it feeds off itself in a way, David.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. And I hope that people are finally, as I said, it's good to see the mainstream media picking it up. Comedians joking about it, even though it is kind of a black humor. Hopefully we will do something about it, as we talked about earlier in, or last week when you and I were here in the studio. The incarceration rate that America has is just outrageous compared to every other country. We put a much larger percentage of our population in jail than even repressive communist regimes have done in the past.
What's interesting about the fact that it is, you know, in a comedy piece is the fact that those comedy shows, particularly Comedy Central, they're only beaten now by Fox News in terms of viewers. All the top evening Fox News shows get the most viewers, obviously, but now the likes of Comedy Central, The Daily Show, are beating CNN, beating MSNBC, because at least they give you a little bit of truth in with all the satire, whereas you're not going to get that with the big networks, obviously. But moving on, David, you wanted to mention this American journalist who caught Ebola.
Yeah, we're seeing, and again, this goes back to the, we talked about earlier, the difference between the way it's treated politically and the way that it's treated medically. And of course, the political aspect has a political correctness aspect to it. We have this story on Infowars.com. Neighbors of Ebola patients say that they feel discriminated against. Well, the reality is that if you look back at the apartment complex where this lady that Mr. Duncan caught it from lived, 9 people are dead there. Both of her parents have Ebola. Her brother has already died of Ebola. Mr. Duncan has it. So basically, that apartment complex has essentially become a death sentence for everybody over there. And this is what they said. They said, we've been through this over and over again. We tell people, no matter how much you love the person, it is the health authority's responsibility to pick up the sick people. That's the message that we're not getting from the CDC, from Judge Jenkins. They're giving people just the opposite message. They're cavalierly coming into these areas and just talking about how there's zero risk. And of course, risk is not a binary thing. It isn't like there's 100% chance you're going to get it or a 0% chance you're going to get it. It's an analog function. There's a varying scale of risk. As we all know, we've all been in situations where someone has been sick with a cold or virus, and some people that were in close proximity to them would get it. Others wouldn't. But why would we take that chance with it? And of course, this story comes out from ABC News about a U.S. journalist who's just being brought back for treatment to the United States, said that he got Ebola while cleaning an infected car. So what does that tell us about this sloppy cleanup work where these guys were pressure washing with no protective equipment, turning whatever was on the sidewalk into aerosol days afterwards? But they just left it there for days. By that time, perhaps the virus was dead, being exposed to the light, being exposed and left there from at least Sunday until Thursday afternoon when they did it. That was there for a full, 4 days? So it may have been dead by that point. Hopefully it was. But during that time, when he threw up on Sunday to the time that it died, however long that was, people who walked by there were exposed to that.
I'm going to go to a quick call now. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. You guys are on the perfect topic. If this is what I was calling to try to get at here. If this, we're going to know very soon, within 20 days here or so, if these practices that they're not doing okay and being very sloppy with really are, you know, the true Ebola virus, because people are just going to start getting it everywhere with the way they've handled it. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous, number one. They don't seem to be very concerned about it, okay? So, I mean, in a month from now, if we don't have cases breaking out everywhere, it's a given it was a false flag. I mean, because nobody in their right mind would do these things under any normal situation.
Well, I mean, the CDC, again, people are contradicting it on every level. I mean, I've got this article here, U.S. nurses say they are unprepared to handle Ebola patients. These are the nurses working in the actual hospitals where any potential Ebola victims will be taken. And again, the hospital that took in patient zero, Duncan, last week, they had all received Ebola training before he arrived, and yet they sent him home anyway. Now we have hundreds of nurses last week, I believe, protesting against the fact that they had not received proper Ebola training. We also have this article out of Reuters today. There you see, up on Infowars.com, the shocking truth, the US medical system is woefully unprepared for Ebola. So, David, I mean, the problem is, if this does become more widespread, we're not going to be ready to handle it, clearly.
That's absolutely true, Paul. And, you know, just as you were talking to Robert David Steele, he made the comment that the CDC was not being honest with medical care workers. He said, and I didn't get the numbers that he had, but basically what it boiled down to was that the particulate size of the Ebola virus is smaller than the filters that they're recommending for the healthcare workers. That kind of echoes what we're hearing out of Spain, where we now have four people, including one nurse, hospitalized. They're looking at them for Ebola. It has definitely been confirmed on one of the healthcare workers. And of course, we've had over 300 healthcare workers die in West Africa treating people. They're very upset. The union there is saying that they are accusing the government of providing hospital staff with inadequate protective clothing. And according to The Guardian, they say staff at the hospital said waste from the rooms of both patients had been carried out in the same elevator used by all personnel. The hospital is also reportedly not evacuated when the second patient came in to receive treatment. So they're coming under a lot of pressure to explain their approach to this. And there's going to be a lot of people very angry if this expands here in the United States. And, of course, we've had a top doctor say on Fox News that he would not be surprised if the U.S. has another Ebola case. So once this happens, people are going to start asking some really hard questions of these healthcare officials who are offering, casually dismissing the risks involved in this.
Now we have reports 50 to 75% chance of Ebola hitting the UK. I mean, the question is, we've had months to prepare for this, and it seems that people have been caught on the back foot in Spain, in the United States, and potentially other countries going forward. Mike's gone. We got Evan in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead, Evan.
Yes, how are you guys doing today?
Good, Evan. What's your point?
Okay. The CDC, is there a private organization just like the Federal Reserve?
The CDC.
That's a question. The CDC is just like the Federal Reserve. It's a private organization. Why does the CDC own 70 patents of Ebola? That means 70 variations, along with the World Health, or not the World Health Organization, the National Health Organization has the patent to make with Bill Gates, a vaccine, just like Monsanto.
This is a question that came up, David, weeks ago now, because, of course, the FDA blocked several Ebola treatments before this outbreak even began, and then we've got reports that the CDC has all these patents on different strains of Ebola. So is the profit motive there in creating the panic, then creating the vaccine with these patents? We'll get your answer after the break. Going to go to more of your calls. We've got James in Florida, Sue in Tennessee coming up, and Casey in Oklahoma. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Of course, we got new Ebola cases in Europe. The CDC continues to completely drop the ball. We're going to cover that and more in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show live with me, Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday edition. Alex will be back in the hot seat tomorrow. But now the CFR, a senior fellow at the CFR, has found the cure for Ebola, and it's Obamacare. David Knight.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing. And this kind of goes along with the press conference that Kit Daniels wrote the story about. They had a press conference today saying, don't worry, we're going to send these soldiers who really, I have a question as to what their mission is. Military men have a question as to what their mission is, into harm's way in direct contact with Ebola. But don't worry, because they're going to have careful reintegration once they return to the U.S., presumably the same way that they're reintegrating this nurse that they told she could go back to work as a healthcare worker after 7 days after she was exposed to this Ebola patient. But we see that this is a full offensive. There's an article in Stars and Stripes, and this was from Laurie Garrett. She is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, and the headlines says, Obamacare may hold the key to saving the U.S. from Ebola. Now, don't worry, soldiers. If you go to Africa and you get Ebola, Obamacare and the VA have your back. That's essentially the bottom line here. She pushes back against the what she calls false claims that the virus was spread through the air between monkeys' house and a military facility in the 90s. We talked about that earlier. We had quotes from the scientists who were actually there, but she apparently believes otherwise. And then she talks about how in Hong Kong, when they forced quarantine, they still got it. The question is not whether it was 100% effective, but whether it lowered the spread of the disease. But this is the key takeaway article. This is how she finishes it. She says, America's special vulnerability to Ebola is its limitations on access to health care. So in times of contagion, societal risk rises with every uninsured or underinsured individual who struggles to work or go off to school with a fever, avoiding bankrupting visits to health providers. One doesn't have to have a political position up or down on Obamacare to recognize that it can solve this problem. So we have infinite resources where we can take care of everyone in America and everyone in the world if they just come here, Obamacare will save them.
But that, I mean, they couldn't even take care of one Ebola patient. They sent him home. They were trained for Ebola, yet it completely failed them. And yeah. Again, nurses everywhere protesting that these hospitals are not prepared for admitting people potentially exposed to Ebola. So God knows how Obamacare is going to help a situation where, what is it, 40% of the people who've got this virus have died. Sue in Tennessee, quick, final call. You're on the air. Go ahead.
My call. Reason I'm calling today is I've not heard any questions or anything brought up. One of your callers just called in, and he never got an answer. Looking at the article, the government of the U.S., as represented by the Department of Health and Human Services, Center of Disease Control, the patent says the invention provides the isolated human Ebola viruses denoted as Ebobun, deposited with the Center of Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, in 2007. There's a patent online, and everybody's ignoring it. I've sent it. I've sent it to every news station, and I've not even heard InfoWars mention it.
What they will tell you is that their patent is on the handling of it and the growing of it and that sort of thing. But I'm very troubled by the fact that we have the CDC, an organization like the Federal Reserve, in so much control of what's happening here. And I'm not very happy with the misinformation that has been coming out of there and the examples that they've been giving to people. I firmly believe that they're going to allow this to grow. They're looking at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Burroughs Wellcome are working on changing ZMapp so they can, it's going to take them longer to do it, but they're going to mass produce it in a different way after, I think, it has started to spread amongst our soldiers and in the United States.
That's going to wrap it up for today's edition of The Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back in the hot seat tomorrow. Keep up to date with the latest news at InfoWars.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.